Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
And even if some of us may not like that, we have to respect it. We have to respect it.
I made a video like a week ago about men unaliving themselves. And some of the comments, I mean, what's wrong with some of you? Like, I was making a video about why men unalive themselves. And there were women.
You have no idea why we unalive ourselves. You don't have a clue. All right, let me let her continue.
Women in the comments bringing up how they deserved it, how it was like men were bringing it on themselves because they were raping women. And I was like, if that's what, I mean, listen, that's also awful. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that that's not awful. I've also.
Of course, who would say that's not awful? Look, man, they always got to think in extremes. Like, women have been, what is the word I'm looking for? They've been radicalized by other dingbats on social media and by the internet.
The only difference from now and 20 years ago is this. Woman's nature is actually being exposed all over the internet.
Like, are you really going to tell me that most men are rapists? Like, really? Even 10% is ridiculous. Even saying 10% of men are. This is so stupid. But it goes to show, to a lot of women these days, men aren't human. I've been saying this. Women don't see men as human. They see them as tools at best, most women. I really believe that. Most women in America don't extend compassion and grace to men the way they extend compassion and grace to women and dogs and all other type of
You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
If a man offed himself, he deserved it, according to a lot of women.
Come on, man. Damn.
Maybe just in the TikTok Reddit sphere. That might be a little extreme. But even if they don't think most men who off themselves deserve it, they still don't see men as human. And you can tell by the way the average woman treats the average man.
Also never been, you know, on the other side of SA in any capacity. But if talking about male unaliving themselves makes you be defensive and talk immediately about how they deserve it, even if it wasn't even them, right? Because it, I mean, not all men, like seriously, not all men. What, like, what's wrong with you? We can't have a conversation?
No, they don't care about what men are going through. Like, shut up and get back to work. You know, shut up and get back to doing something that's going to benefit women. We're the victims. We're always going to be the victims. We're the ones that deserve all the attention. We're the ones who deserve all the hashtags. We're the ones who deserve all the special days. F men. Just be our workhorses and be our walking bulletproof vest. Other than that, shut the fuck up.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket.
Well, this might shock you because I also thought the same for a very, very long time. Until. That the people who created feminism actually were nice people who wanted the best for everyone and just wanted equality. Okay, here's what really happened. So, Kate Millett, she was an American feminist author and artist. She is the founder of the National Organization for Women. Her sister, Mallory, was invited to one of the first meetings that established the National Organization for Women. So, this is a feminist group that has been around since the start of the feminist movement, and they basically pioneered the whole movement. At this meeting, they gathered around a large table with Kate Millett, the chairperson, and she opened the meeting with the following back and forth recitation. So this is how the beginning of the meeting went. Why are we here today, she asked. To make revolution, they answered. What kind of revolution? The cultural revolution. How do we make cultural revolution? By destroying the American family.
Oh, there's a big surprise. That's an incredible. I think I'm going to have a heart attack and die from that surprise.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, there's always agendas behind all these movements. I'm not going to say all the movements. The BL, you know what movement. There's always the powers that be behind them. They want everybody to believe that they're grassroots and they have genuine intentions, but it's all baloney.
This bullshit has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bullshit happening to you.
If you want to destroy a group of people, you destroy the family structure. If you want to control women, you got to get them away from their strong men. Then you can get the women of a society to do whatever you want, because women are easily manipulated.
Like, wait, what?
And women are the biggest consumers. So if we get them away from the men, the common sense, they'll spend their money on all our BS and make us richer and richer and richer.
How do we destroy the family? By destroying the American patriarch. And how do we destroy the American patriarch? By taking away his power. And how do we do that? By destroying monogamy. And how do we destroy monogamy? By promoting promiscuity, eroticism, prostitution, and homosexuality.
Well, come on.
So this proceeded with a long discussion on how to advance these goals by establishing the National Organization of Women. Leader's sister says, it was clear they desired nothing less than the utter deconstruction of Western society.
Why does that not surprise me?
It's just something about that that rubs me the wrong way.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Well, the plan worked like a fucking charm, and there's no going back now. You know what I mean? Women are too gassed up off their effinism, and they're not coming back. They'll come back once they're eating out of garbage cans or something, or there's another group of men coming to put Shetties to their throats, and you know what? Then they'll care about bringing back traditionalism. But not a second before.
That's a damn shame.
Motherhood is a scam. Motherhood is the biggest scam, like one of the biggest scams, like, of history. Now, let me get into this, because, I mean, in the past, yeah, in, like, our mothers, our, like, grandmothers' era, they didn't really have a career choice. Like, they didn't really have a choice, so, like, they were forced into motherhood. So, first of all, like, that was a scam, and, like, now...
Y'all don't like your careers. Most people don't like what they do to make money. Even if 20% of people do, 80% of people don't and never will. So this TikTok is a scam, trying to get women to believe that they're going to have some career, not only a career, which is already hard enough to get, but they're going to be so happy for a lifetime with this career. It's fucking bogus and you're bogus. It's all malarkey and it's all poppycock. You're the fucking scam. But let's continue.
Nowadays, it's kind of a scam because motherhood was just, like, so expected of women. And, like, nobody really told women and, like, nobody really gave like, little girls a proper education of what can actually happen when you become a mother, when you become pregnant. And, you know, basically when you decide to participate in, like, this reproductive thing.
You just saying anything now, ho.
I'm starting to think. Almost 98% of women are retarded.
It's truly astounding what women can get away with just because they have a certain shape of eyebrows, long straight hair, and she's just not fat. It's amazing what they can get away with. And it's just that simple. Like, just don't be fat, have long straight hair, and look like you can figure out how to combine soap and water.
So you rather spend your life working 60-hour weeks for some boss who don't give a damn if you live or perish, you know, working you to the bone, and then you go home to some empty, nice apartment with a bunch of Gucci bags in the closet, but nobody give a damn about your existence. You have nobody to love you, nobody to care about, nobody to care about you. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Just never mind.
You're just
don't get it, do you? You don't.
Listen to me.
I'm not going to listen to you.
You're in denial.
I'm not in denial.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And you can't even accept it.
I mean,
because the more you try to prove it to her, the more she's going to suck you in to destroy you.
Older women, younger men. Go. What do we think?
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
Well, I think it's completely appropriate, and I think that we should be able to date whoever we want.
Okay.
What a coinky dink that some old bitch is saying that. You know, you just got to pay attention to who's saying something. It ain't just about what they're saying. It's about who's saying it and why are they saying it. And is it a coinky dink that they're saying it? You don't have any other choice but to date younger men. It's not because you just think it's such a great concept.
You don't know that.
It's all you're left with because men your age know better. They've been there and done that. All you're doing is manipulating young men with bedroom fun. But it's only going to work for a certain period of time. So, hey, knock yourself out.
Are you a little desperate there, Grandma?
This isn't a long-term solution to you being horrible to be around. Nice eyewear.
I got a message the other day from a friend, actually more of an acquaintance, messaging me, asking me about the Tinder neighbor. He said, but why? Why are you bothering? I get that you act young, but why are you bothering? He's just after, like, a sexual thing. And
good call!
Bingo, everybody knows it. It's not just toxic RP guys like myself. It's not just misogynist like myself. It's clear as fucking day. Do you really feel comfortable taking some, I don't know, 28-year-old to the picnic, to Thanksgiving, to Christmas? Are you really going to be able to walk in with your head high?
Man, hell no!
You damn creep. You predator.
God, you're sick.
I don't act young. I have a young energy. I love life. I embrace things. I say yes to everything. I love adventure. I'm spontaneous. I'm not a 56-year-old old nana. Oh, but even doing my washing, see? House proud as well. But I forgot what I was going to say.
Thank you, Jesus! Even though I got my own CD.
Say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.